This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, July 26, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to talk in this section about the amazing dichotomy that we've seen in just the last week or so in the Congress. We've had the House pass a bill that would block states from requiring GMO labeling on food. Now, there's already two states that have passed that law, and this would essentially override those bills. I see a big constitutional problem with it. Of course, it's not become law yet. It still has to go through the Senate. 275 to 150, they passed the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. How is it accurate when they prohibit you from knowing everything that's in your food? There's over 3,000 ingredients that are required to be labeled by the FDA if somebody puts a particular ingredient. They have a list of 3,000 of them. If that ingredient is on that list that's on the from the FDA, you have to say that that ingredient is in your food. Of course, they're saying you're not going to be able to afford to eat if we have to change these labels. Really, is that really credible? That is something that we've seen coming out of the Coalition for Safe and Affordable Food. They said that this is going to increase $500 a year, your food cost, if these labels were to go through. And, of course, as Blacklisted News points out, this is a lie that's been debunked over and over again. This is something that came out from the Council for Biotech Information, Monsanto, and the other trade organizations that create genetically modified organisms are part of that. Look, we have a lot of different ingredients, like I just said, that are on listed on your food. You're free to look at that. You're free to consider those ingredients. You're free to ignore them. You're free to just blissfully choose it because you like the color of the label and you don't care at all what's in it. We have the thing called free choice, especially in grocery stores. But there are people who want to know. People who are very concerned, and we all as consumers have a right to know. The principle is called informed consent, but of course, that's something they don't really care about much anymore, is it? When you've got state governments like California telling people that we're going to mandate vaccines for you, for your children, and we don't really care whether you agree with this or not, we're not going to let you be informed about this, and we certainly don't care about your consent. And that's precisely what we're seeing here. As I've said before, we've seen the corporate model getting control of politicians and government so that they could create regulations for their smaller competitors to drive them out of business. That's been the anti-competitive model for a very long time. It's been a huge part of crony capitalism. And we can see it even in the banking industry. Look at the act that was put together by Dodd and Frank. The Dodd-Frank bill basically created so many regulatory requirements that small banks everywhere are having to stop or cannot any longer write loans about homes or many business loans. They're having to get out of that business because they can't afford to comply with the massive amounts of regulation, reporting, and forms that are required by this so-called Reform Act. So once they get out, once they no longer have the competition from the smaller banks or whatever the industry is, then the big guys who got the legislation put in there to start with can come back and they can get that regulation removed so it no longer costs them any money. That's been the model for a very long time. But now the model is to keep you in the dark, to not let you know what the new trade treaties are about, to not let you know what's going in your food, and to tell you that even if you do know, you're going to be forced to get that. You're going to be forced to buy the insurance. You're going to be forced to buy affordable health care, just like you're going to be forced to buy food that doesn't have accurate food labeling information on it. They call it the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. When they deny states requiring that they accurately label what's on there, that's the pattern. That's the pattern we've seen from our government for a very long time. That's why activists are calling it the Dark Act. But now the pattern is for the corporations to use government to hold a gun to your head to force you to buy products that you don't want, that aren't safe, that you can't afford. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about what's going on the intelligence side, something that ties into Jade Helm.
Have you?
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. This segment of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by Survival Shield X2. That's our super high-quality nascent iodine formulation. It is now back in stock. Survival Shield X2 is, however, still available in limited quantity, so get it while you can. Stock up on it while we have our free shipping through the end of July. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. We've barely been able to meet supply, and this emergency shipment that we've got in is not going to last much longer. And again, as I mentioned, you can get free shipping right now, so it's a good time for you to stock up. Check out the hundreds of five-star reviews. See why 98% of listeners would recommend Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as we were talking about in the last segment, we were talking about the DARC Act. Of course, they call it the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling when they deny you to have information about what's going into your food, when they override the constitutional authority that the states have to require labeling. This is for products that are within their state, and they're certainly within their right to put in laws that require that manufacturers will tell people what is in their food, and it's been passed in a couple of states. So what they decided to do was to fight that at the national level. And, of course, it's going to be fought at the international level. That's a huge part of the secret trade agreements, the transatlantic, the transpacific trade agreements. Those are also going to shut down the idea that anyone should know if there's genetically modified organisms in their food. Why should we be concerned about that? Well, you need to understand what genetically modified organisms are. Educate yourself, but we should all have the ability and the right to know what is in our food. And we should all be very concerned about genetic modified organisms, what we have already seen from these organisms in terms of studies from other countries. We saw the study in France where they showed the rats, the mice with tumors all over their bodies, just feeding them genetically modified food for a short period of time. That study was redone by Monsanto, and they shortened it up to an extremely short period of time and said, look, our mice didn't get those tumors because they ran it a fraction of the time that the French study did. So you can always find somebody that you can pay to do a study to prove that your product is safe. But we have a right to know what is in our food. But not when you've got the government that is for sale. Not when you have congressmen who can easily be bought off by Monsanto, by the Koch brothers. Again, one of these articles was pointed out that Koch brothers only had to pay $299,000 to block labeling of genetically modified food. That's an article from Zero Hedge. They point out that the guy who took – they have one particular congressman, just like Senator Pan in California took the lead for pushing through the mandatory vaccinations of children there, the guy that's doing this to push through genetically modified foods without anybody knowing what's in it is a guy by the name of Mike Pompeo from Kansas, a Republican. And it didn't cost them too much to get this through. They have paid $67 million to fight labeling laws all across this country at the state level. But even places where it has been won now, they decide they'll go the next higher level and shut this down. Now, you have to ask yourself when you see this, when you see that you're not going to be allowed to know what's in your food, it's very interesting to see this in direct contravention to what the government wants to know about you, which is everything. And we can see this with another bill that unanimously passed committee. This is a bill that would allow Homeland Security to create yet another department. This one, I guess we could call this the pre-crime department. This is going to be the Countering Violent Extremism Department, the CVE. It's going to be funded under FEMA, which, of course, is under Homeland Security. Very worrying when you look at the fact that this new department is going to be identifying people who have the potential to be violent extremists. They haven't committed an act. This is equivalent to identifying people, as we pointed out before with Jade Helm, human domain analytics, activity-based intelligence, geospatial intelligence, all these different technologies that will mine all of the information that they're getting about everyone, about every group, putting this together, then running it through their artificial intelligence to see who pops up out of their database. A very, very dangerous idea, if ever there was one. Many people have been concerned about the potential of profiling to falsely identify people of different groups. Understand that this is about religious groups. It's about political groups. It's about racial groups. This is about every kind of profiling you can imagine. And this is also involved with Jade Helm. Mastering the human domain is their motto. That was the motto of the Geospatial Intelligence Conference just a couple of years ago. The keynote speech was about mastering the human domain. Now they want to take this to another level. They want to fund this under FEMA. And that comes at the same time we've heard Wesley Clark floating the trial balloon, saying that we need to identify people who are going to be maybe looking at social media, looking at young people who are alienated because of their job, because of their love life, maybe because they're just not happy. We need to look at their religious background. Remember when he said all that? We covered this last week. You need to understand where this is going, because at the same time that came out, we see this bill that passed the House committee unanimously and is now going to the full House. This will fund efforts by FEMA to identify people, to propagandize people. This is an all-out propaganda campaign. Remember, it was just a couple of years ago that our government removed the prohibitions from Radio Free Europe and Voice of America. They were never allowed to operate in the United States. That was the term of their creation. They were not going to be allowed to propagandize the American people on behalf of the government. But, of course, we had things like NPR. We had things like ABC, CBS, NBC. People who would, when Obama was pushing through Obamacare, they would report every day. Remember how they did that? Every day from the White House. And when the Republicans said, hey, we would like to have some equal time to push back against what Obama is promoting with Obamacare, they said, no, we're not going to give you equal time. They said, fine, sell us some equal time. They said, we're not even going to sell you equal time. So, yeah, there's been a lot of propaganda, but now it is getting much more in your face. I mean, this is getting to the point of Orwell's Ministry of Truth. They're now creating this new department under Homeland Security, under FEMA, called Countering Violent Extremism. They're going to identify people through social media, through other methods that they think might become radicalized and violent. And then they are going to... who knows what they're going to do? Perhaps they're going to inter them. That's certainly what Wesley Clark proposed. Remember, he said at the time, he said, if in World War II someone supported the Nazis at the expense of the U.S., we didn't say that was freedom of speech. We put them in a camp. No, actually, you were locking people up because of the group that they belonged to, because they were Japanese Americans. It wasn't that they were speaking out in favor of the Nazis. They didn't lock up Charles Lindbergh. They didn't lock up the royal family for speaking out in favor of eugenicism or the Aryan race or saying that Hitler made the trains run on time. They didn't lock people up for that. They locked people up because they were German, because they were Japanese ancestry. Of course, spies were always locked up. People who created acts of terrorism, of violence, of sabotage, they were always locked up. They were executed. But this is something different. And Wesley Clark knows that this is different. Wesley Clark was valedictorian at West Point. This is the guy that ran for president as a Democrat. He knows better than this, okay? He goes on to say, people who are disloyal to the United States, as a matter of principle, that's fine. It's their right, but it's our right and obligation to segregate them from the community for the duration of the conflict. Let's parse those euphemisms there. Segregate means internment. The length of the conflict is indefinite. This is a war on terrorism. It is a war on a tactic. There's not even a defined group of people. You may think you know who this is. You may think that this is against the jihadis. It's not against the jihadis. We'll talk about that when we come back. But understand, too, look at this in the context of the NDAA that they passed a couple of years ago, that Obama signed on New Year's Eve. Indefinite detention by the military, without trial, without charge. And now they've got FEMA involved, and they've got a U.S. general pushing the idea. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, July 26, 2015.
Mainstream media.
We're going to take your calls later in this hour. The number on Sunday is a little bit different. It's 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX if you want to call in and talk about the topics we've been talking about today. I want to go back, though, and continue to talk a little bit more about this bill. It is H.R. 2889 is the bill that will create a Center for Violent Extremism to combat violent extremism. And, of course, that is not people who have committed acts of violence, but people that they identify as potentially becoming radicalized, potentially becoming violent. Who would that be? Well, of course, it reminds me of every election when the Democrats and the Republicans say that they're going to cut somebody's benefit or they're going to raise somebody's taxes. Everybody believes that it's going to be a different group than them. They don't think that they're going to get their benefits cut or their taxes raised. They think it's going to be someone else. And that's kind of the same thing we see happening with this. Everybody here is violent extremists, and so many people want to believe, well, okay, that's the jihadis. That's people like that guy that shot up the recruitment stations. Did you notice how they pushed back against that? Did you notice how they refused to label him as a terrorist? Did you notice that they came up with every excuse they could to avoid the connections of Mohammed and a guy who was very troubled? You can see his, if you want to look and mine the database on social media, you could very easily do that and see that he had a chip on his shoulder about the way that he was treated. He was very angry. He specifically targeted not one, but two different recruitment areas, shooting at the people at one, then driving to another one and shooting them, specifically targeting the U.S. military. But, of course, we can't say it was an act of terrorism. We can't say it was an Islamic jihadi who did this, in spite of all of the obvious indicators. They have to come up with some phony baloney thing that his parents were concerned that he was doing a lot of drugs and prescription drugs, marijuana, and alcohol. Look, the marijuana and alcohol aren't going to make you do that. He knew precisely what he was doing. It wasn't that he went crazy and just started shooting randomly in some area because he was hyped up on some SSRI drug. He could have been hyped up on that, but it was also focused on a jihadi agenda. So, but a lot of people look at this and they say, well, of course, violent extremists, yeah, we need to stop that. We need to keep things like that from happening in the future. Understand, that is not the way Mike McCall and Barack Obama are going to use this legislation. And this legislation has passed unanimously in the House committee. It is now going to go to the full House, and it has broad bipartisan support. Here's an article from Conservative HQ talking about this. They say, who are these violent extremists that Obama and Mike McCall, Republican, keep talking about? Well, are they actually Islamists? Okay, like the guy that shot things up in Tennessee? No. They're Americans, perhaps, who support the right to life or Second Amendment rights, or maybe they're veterans. You know, the same people that we've seen over and over again from the Mayak report that InfoWars broke back in 2009.
identifying people like those who have bumper stickers supporting Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin on the back of their car. Those are the people that they're concerned about. Those are the people that the Southern Poverty Law Center has identified. Okay. Remember, of course, that they want to talk about white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan. The Southern Poverty Law Center's founder, Morris Dees, defended the Ku Klux Klan. He worked for George Wallace in the early days of the civil rights movement, when George Wallace was opposed to civil rights. The only way that Morris Dees, the founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, was involved in the civil rights movement when it was happening was to defend the Klan, to defend the people that beat demonstrators, that burned their buses. He made a lot of money doing that, but he made even more money doing direct mail, and that's what they're doing. They're setting the agenda, and we've seen this over and over again, not just in the MIAC report. We've seen it in scenarios, military scenarios floated by the government. We've also seen it in the various reports that are coming from them. Here's another example from Security Debrief. This guy says, McCall's legislation must take on a more nuanced, thoughtful, and intelligent perspective of homegrown violent extremism than we have seen thus far in government efforts. He says, this is not just about ISIL or about those inspired by radical, violent interpretation of Islam. If we're serious about countering growth in homegrown violent extremism, we need to legitimately focus our efforts on all forms of it. Okay, so then he talks about a few different points down here. He says, here's the problems with our approach so far. Number one, the whole idea of radicalism. We don't really define what radicalism is. And I say, yeah, that is a problem because it's so open-ended, just like the war on terror, it's a war on a tactic. But they want to broaden it. The very next thing they say, it's too narrowly focused on Muslims. The original program looked exclusively at the Muslim community. So we need to look at other things. To be sure, Muslim identity extremism is a threat, but it is not the only threat, nor is it even the greatest threat. This is what the people in the business are saying. This is what the people in the military-industrial complex, this is what the people in the surveillance-industrial complex are telling us, okay? This is what the people who write the war scenarios, who write the legislation, this is what they think. Over and over again, we see this. We see this from Stratfor, where he's talking about, he says, yeah, okay, Islamicism, that's a threat, but it's not the biggest threat, okay? All these people have a bigger threat. The bigger threat, the homegrown threat, are people who are conservatives, who are for limited government, or as they would call them. This is what he says right here in the study here. And, of course, he's quoting government studies when he says this. In 2014, a National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism, their center reported that it is anti-government sovereign citizen movement that is the top terrorist threat. The New America Foundation, remember those guys? They called for a North American Union ID. That was their editorial not too long ago. They were in the top of CNN calling for a North American Union ID. Well, these people also like to play with statistics. They say, if we exclude the September 11, 2001 attack, well, why in the world would you exclude that? Ah, because it doesn't give you the answer that you want. Okay, but if you exclude that, we see that more people have been killed by anti-government adherents, white supremacists, other non-Muslim extremists. So just understand that when they're talking about combating violent extremism, when they're talking about creating a department that's going to be under FEMA to identify, to propagandize, and we can presume that they're going to inter people, just as Wesley Clark has advocated with his trial balloons, when you look at that, just understand that they're talking probably about you. Anyone, whether you're Islamic or whether you're not Islamic, whether you're white or whether you're not white, anyone can be flagged as a false positive by some kind of a massive pre-crime automated system. You understand how this is going to work. They're going to put everybody's data in there. Just as I said, with geospatial intelligence, they're going to have the Jade Helm people, the special forces, as Admiral McRaven said, we want to be boots on the ground for the NSA. Okay, that's what they're doing right now. They're practicing domestic operations. People say it's provocative when the Russians are doing exercises, or when the Americans are going close to the Russian border and doing exercises as they currently are right now. They're doing exercises for a much smaller period of time with a much smaller number of people. And people are saying, well, that's very provocative. You're trying to provoke the Russians. okay? But we don't think that it's provocative when they train against U.S. civilians in our country, labeling us as hostile. Stay with us. We'll take your phone calls. 877-789-2...
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies. was only honor. It was atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this live Sunday broadcast. We're going to go to your calls in just one moment. Before we do, I'll let you know that this hour of The Alex Jones Show is brought to you by ProPure Water Filters. You'll find them at InfoWarsStore.com. With all the contaminants that you find in the water supply, things like fluoride, mercury, pharmaceutical residue, other toxic substances, you're crazy if you're not filtering your water. Even glyphosate. If you live in a rural area, you're going to get a lot of glyphosate coming down into your well. InfoWarsStore.com has the most effective, the most affordable ProPure filters out there, from travel filters to family-sized options. Our latest ProPure G2 filters remove pathogenic bacteria, fluoride, glyphosate, and more. The filter does it all. There's no need to buy extra filters just to take out something like fluoride. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Start filtering your water supply today. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just before I go to your calls, I wanted to continue because there was another article that really ties in to what we were just talking about with the massive data mining, with the pre-crime analysis. All of this data that they're collecting from you, remember, they're going to mine this data. They're going to pass it through some software that is going to try to identify people who are potential radicals, people who are potentially violent, and they're going to do something to those people before they commit a crime. That is the stated goal. That is the goal of this legislation from Mike McCall. Are they going to stop at propagandizing these people? Or are they going to proceed to detention in internment camps or worse? That's the question. But look, it doesn't even begin when you get on social media. It begins in kindergarten in today's America. This is a story from Zero Hedge. Pre-crime is now upon us. Schools assess students' threat level starting in kindergarten. This is in Virginia. The Virginia Student Threat Assessment Guidelines, VSTAG. They got a great, isn't that great? You know, it just legitimizes it when you create an acronym like that, VSTAG. VSTAG is a school-based, manualized process designed to help school administrators, mental health staff, this is for kindergarten, mental health staff in kindergarten, and law enforcement officers assess and respond to threat incidents involving students in kindergarten through 12th grade to prevent student violence. So we got mental assessment, we've got law enforcement assessment from our kids beginning in kindergarten. And as he points out in Zero Hedge, he says the idea, unfortunately, is to implement this watch and flag surveillance grid, that's what we see with the human domain analytics, to implement the surveillance grid across the system at every level with every institution that everyone comes in contact with. Constant surveillance everywhere. Of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski suggested that 40-some-odd years ago in the book that got him to be handpicked for the Trilateral Commission. To head that commission as its first president by Kissinger and others, the commission that would create a structure that we see being mirrored in the current secretive trade treaties, the transatlantic, the trans-Pacific partnerships, combining those two regions with the North American region. Nevertheless, the question is, you know, who's going to pop up? What's the criteria that they're going to use? But look at this. Look at this article. It's up on InfoWars.com today. At an anti-bullying conference, middle schoolers learn about lesbian strap-on anal sex and fake testicles. This is originally from the Daily Caller. They say in a small rural town in Iowa, a group of parents and community leaders are seeking to prevent students from the local taxpayer-funded middle school and high school from attending future versions of an anti-bullying conference for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender teens. Now, this is being held in a very small town, Humboldt, Iowa. This is a town with 4,690 people in it, and these are middle school kids. Look, this is nothing but Brave New World. Now, when I was in high school, we read Brave New World, we analyzed Brave New World. Now you've got middle schoolers living Brave New World. That's what this is really about. Listen to some of the stuff that they're doing. How to sew fake testicles into your underwear in order to pass themselves off as boys. That's for girls. One speaker wore a dress made out of condoms, which could be, quote, used as needed. Another speaker raised the important middle school issue of using the internet to locate an orgy. This is for middle school kids, okay? What kind of bullying is this? This is bullying from the LGBT community. This is sexual bullying from that community. We had bullying. Everybody had bullying in school. It wasn't anything to do with this. That's the pretext that they use to get these kids in to sexualize them. And they say, well, we support all clubs in the school that meet policies and procedures. But, of course, I don't imagine that that policy and procedure, I don't imagine they would support some explicitly Christian group because they would be afraid they'd get sued by the ACLU. Let's go to your calls. Eileen in FEMA region number 5. Eileen, are you a potential radical? Oh, she did. Okay. She dropped off. Let's go to Tony in South Carolina. Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hey, are you there? Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. We're calling about the Sandy Bland death.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, 5-6 years ago, I was studying, Mises.org about Austrian economics. I watched videos by Dr. Block. And they brought up about, you know, whenever the government prohibits something, it makes it scarce, which makes it expensive. And they're talking about marijuana. So I studied marijuana. No, I don't smoke. I don't, you know, have anything to do with it. But during my studies, I found out that the marijuana plant has flowers and leaves. There are things called trichomes, which are little round balls that grow on those leaves at blossoming time. Inside that bulb, or the trichome, is tetrahydrocannabinol. But in its native form, the tetrahydrocannabinol is bonded or bound with a carboxylate molecule. Your body has receptors that receive THC.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of people who have talked about the health benefits of things like cannabis oil and other things like that. We had a representative here in the state of Texas, David Simpson, who floated a bill and said, look, marijuana is a natural substance. We don't need to have any regulation of it any more than we need to have a regulation of potatoes, for example. We should remove all mention of it from the code. I think, Tony, the problem, you mentioned Austrian economics, and, of course, the economics of prohibition, you understand that as well. I think when we see places where they have decriminalized marijuana, they haven't really decriminalized it. What they've done is they've put in a very complicated code, very much like the IRS code that we talked about earlier in the show, where they can go in with a complex law and use that to entrap people. You know, one of the things that we've heard for a very long time is that any law that is sufficiently complex is the same as having no law at all, just as we see with the IRS constantly. We see that it is so complex, as Rand Paul was setting fire to it, trying to cut it with a chainsaw, with a wood chipper and everything. He's talking about, look, it's 70,000 pages. It's like, who can know what is in this code? It is simply an instrument of social control. It's not about revenue. It's simply about controlling you. But what was the point that you wanted to make with Sandra Bland?
Well, the point was, I was getting to it or wrapping it up so people understood it, is that the carboxyl atom blocks the THC receptor from receiving the THC. So without removing that carboxyl atom by converting it, you don't get high. You don't get stoned. You don't get weak or madness. You don't go crazy. You can remove that carboxyl by heat of 170 some odd or 180 degrees and up. You can remove it by oils and alcohol. So
do you buy the idea that she got reefer madness and killed herself? Because we're running out of time. We've got to go to break. Yes or no?
Very quickly.
Well, we're out of time. Hang on. We'll come to you when we come back. Hang on.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives.
InfoWarsLife.com develop a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In this last segment, I want to try to get to as many of these phone calls as we've got on the line right now. I want to go back to Tony in South Carolina. We were talking about Sandra Bland and the likelihood as to whether or not the reason she committed suicide, as the police say that she did, was because she was on reefer madness. Real quickly, Tony, because we got a lot of people online, I want to get to everybody. Tell us what you think about Sandra Bland. Do you buy the line from the police that she committed suicide because of marijuana when she was there in the jail for 3 days?
Well, Dave, I'm very skeptical about it because you can eat 15 pounds of marijuana and not get a buzz.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't make her go nuts and kill herself.
Mm-hmm.
So if the autopsy shows that she consumed it, where did she get it from? In either case,
yes,
they wouldn't have gotten her high and stupid.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's not the sort of thing that makes people. I'm not like you. I'm not a marijuana user, but I've read enough about it, talked to enough people about it, that I know that it doesn't make you suicidal. It doesn't make you go out and shoot people. It is not reasonable. And the fact that she was there for 3 days, and they say she was smoking it in such quantities that she committed suicide, I mean, that's just, that really raises a lot of red flags. Thank you, Tony. I want to go to some of the other callers because we've got a lot of people on the line. Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, you had some comments about Wesley Clark's comments.
Yeah, thank you, David. I wanted to say that what he said about people that have to be somehow restrained from taken away from the public, that sounds to me like the manual that was led out by the Army, which is the 3-39-40, the internment and resettlement.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We've seen this floated in so many different ways, so many different times. I mean, I can't believe that it's not getting more attention. I find this very alarming when you look at the manual you just talked about, when we look at the training scenarios that we've seen, when we look at the indefinite detention by the military without trial that was quietly signed in as part of the NDAA Act that never was repealed. They keep re-upping that. Does that concern you? It should.
Well, of course it is concerning, but people have to connect the dots. The NDAA is there for a reason. Also, the manual that we just spoke about. Also, the Department of Homeland Security saying that veterans are the number one threat and mm-hmm. Christians are the number one, the number four threat.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to state that the same type of scenario is being used for those who have political dissent and question the government and do not submit entirely to the establishment. And those are going to be the people who are sick that Watson is going to make the decision whether they take the care or not. They're starting this with the veterans, but that's going to be for everybody.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, Chris, that concerned me when I looked at this, and one of the places that I saw this originally reported was on a site called Crooks and Liars, and they had a left-leaning Democrat Party readership. And what they said was, yeah, I think this is basically a good idea. I think we ought to inter all these people in Texas who want their guns. Maybe we could send them someplace like Texas. Anybody that's like that, build a fence around Texas. You can read about these wackos at InfoWars. This is precisely the kind of thinking that is so dangerous. Everybody thinks it's going to be some other group. The conservatives think it's going to be the Islamists. The liberals are obviously have their eye on us, but they need to realize that whenever there have been military fascist governments, they have usually been right-wing, and they may find themselves as targets and most likely will. This is going to be something that's going to be equal opportunity to anybody that the current regime, whether it's left-wing or whether it's right-wing, is going to see as dangerous. And that's what we need to stand together. This is something that should not separate us into different partisan groups. Everybody should understand that regardless of their political party, regardless of their religion or their race, this is something that threatens all of us to have a government doing this kind of pre-crime analysis. Thank you so much, Chris. We've got a phone call from Alex Jones, and I want to get his comments. Thank you, Alex. Go ahead.
Sure.
I think we just lost him. Alex is trying to call us. He's touched down. He's in Europe right now. He's in London. Did he drop off, guys? Okay, I think we lost the connection to Alex. If we can get him back, we're going to go back to Alex, obviously. Let's go to Rob in Arizona. You wanted to talk about the IRS targeting. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, David. I got a big problem with that targeting. I mean, number one, it's unconstitutional to target any one singular group of people, mm-hmm. racially, religiously, politically, or otherwise. And frankly, if they want to target somebody, how about they target themselves? Look at all the criminality they commit.
Yes. Yes, precisely. I find it very concerning that this is so much broader in scope than anything we saw under Nixon, and at least they tried to impeach Nixon. He resigned because he knew that that was imminent. He knew that even his own party was going to impeach him for these criminal acts. And yet today, We don't even have the Republicans trying, and we know that the Democrats wouldn't impeach the Obama administration, and of course, they are ultimately responsible when the IRS underneath them does these types of things, when it's brought to light, and they don't prosecute. They own those crimes. The Justice Department owns those crimes if they decide not to bring prosecution against that.
Well, one of the things I thought was interesting that I found out recently and didn't know, but back in the 1930s, the IRS, when it was created as a corporation in the Philippines.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that before. Well, the simple fact of the matter is that if you look at the amount of money that comes from our income taxes, that does not run the government. It basically pays the interest on the debt. We are essentially on an interest-only loan from the Federal Reserve. It was created about the same time as the Federal Reserve. So we're basically on an interest-only loan. It's a balloon note, and it's going to turn out just like we saw happen in Greece, where they came in, and now they're taking massive amounts of hard assets after getting the country onto this debt chain and letting it run and run and the bills piling up. That's why so many candidates, independent parties like Libertarian Party, I remember Harry Brown, I remember Ron Paul talking about how get rid of the income tax, get rid of the IRS, and all you have to do to replace the money that the IRS is bringing in is to roll government back to where it was about 5 years ago. That's how rapidly this government is growing, and that's how little this money that is being supplied by the IRS for all the harassment. It really isn't about revenue. It really is an instrument of political control. Was there anything else you wanted to say, Rob?
Yeah, I just hope that our people of America will have strong enough something inside and they'll help us take back the country.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing when we see that they are using things like a gift tax, as we point out earlier when we talked about that article, hasn't been used since 1982. It was declared as unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, yet they simply do it. They're charging people 12 times the amount of fines that were put in under Obamacare just because they can. They do whatever they wish. Let's go to Brad in Louisiana. Brad, you wanted to talk about artificial intelligence. Go ahead.
Yes, Dave. Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a scary subject, primarily because I feel like the morality and the ethics that's going to be defined are integrated into this artificial intelligence is being programmed by unethical and immoral people.
Mm-hmm.
And the propagation of these programs, I believe, is due to their own deep-rooted acknowledgement of their own lack of intelligence and ability. And, you know, we have the Constitution here in the United States, but I believe that the government is separate from the United States today. There is a distinction. There is a difference. Like Alex says, the war is on. And their Constitution is one sentence. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And that was a quote from Aleister Crowley, which goes to underscore my belief that it is an entirely sinister and satanic movement. Thank you, David.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you look at artificial intelligence, you understand that when they're doing this data mining, when they're doing the pre-crime analysis, when they're going to flag somebody, it's going to be done by, and it's not generalized artificial intelligence, it'll be specific artificial intelligence, but the computer will spit these names out, just like the name that came out, and if you've ever seen the movie Brazil, you know, it comes out, it's a Buttle, and this guy, they're actually looking for a guy named Tuttle who really hadn't done anything either. But that's what's going to happen. It's going to be spit out by the computer, and these people are going to not question the presumptions that cause that name to come out. So anybody can put any kind of criteria they want in there. And as you correctly pointed out, there is no ethical connection to so many of the different technologies that we're doing, whether or not it's artificial intelligence or whether it is bioengineering or nanotechnology. There's so many different areas that our government is weaponizing and creating these technologies that have the possibility of getting out of control and taking down most of humanity. Gigadeath is the way Hugo de Garras talked about an out-of-control artificial intelligence. Sorry to the rest of the callers. That's all the time we have for today. Again, if you'll join us tomorrow at 11 Central, we'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show, and Alex will be joining us with live reports from Europe. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.